Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Welcome again here on Circles of Change, our second hour. Really appreciate it. Snowballs, Rodeo, Gem Show, International, and Books Festival coming up. You know, many times on the show we talk about how important it is to focus on the F's to get an A when you're in transition, whether that be personal, career, or organizational change. And those F's, as always, are your faith, family, friends, fun, food, focus on others, and, of course, fitness. So it's a real pleasure to invite Nate Tice here in the studio. Nate, how are you this morning?
Wonderful, Zara. Thank you very much.
It's great. Well, let me share, Nate, as well as a native of Indiana, my home state, he was involved in sports and athletics from junior high through high school. He then went on to serve our country as a U.S. Air Force aircraft technician prior to shifting to the health and fitness industry as a certified personal trainer 5 years ago. After years of exercise, sports, and leading an active lifestyle, Nate started to succumb, however, to chronic aches and pains at the ripe old age of 23. So after trying everything from physical therapy, chiropractic, naturopathic, and homeopathic techniques, acupuncture, various forms of massage, stretching, corrective exercise, low-impact movements, even off-the-wall modalities, and surgery, he really was at a loss to alleviate pain. Fortunately, a friend of his introduced Nate to muscle activation theory, MAT, and courtesy of a self-help DVD offered through the certifying organization, Nate made more progress in 2 weeks than he had in 2 years. So last year, he dropped everything, traveled to Chicago, enrolled in an intensive program. He's now one of only 282 certified MAT specialists in the U.S. and the only one in Tucson. He's also a corrective exercise and fitness nutrition specialist, certified from the National Academy of Sports Medicine. He's also certified by the Mind Hands Center in Holistic and Mental Health. So, Nate, we're really thankful that you now bring this exciting integrative therapy to our community, in particular the opportunity you had to help me with some of my aches and pains here recently. So welcome to the show.
Awesome. Absolutely. Thank you very much. You know, it's just such, there's so many misconceptions and fallacies proliferated in the fitness and rehabilitative community as far as what's the best approach, mm-hmm. what's going to work. You hear about, oh, my knee was hurting, so I did this. And then you try and do the same thing, and you get a totally different result, and or it aggravates the issue. So I suppose we'll start with, you know, the biggest misconception, I suppose, jumping around the community, is that all of the muscles that we have involved in these particular ranges of motion, specific movements, are working the way they should. You do a bicep curl, you're going to feel in your biceps. You do, well, you know, back extension, you're going to feel it in your back.
But what you also don't see, though, is that your body is a total system, right?
Exactly. And, you know, the thing is, the truth is, that's just simply not the case. These muscles, through repetitive overuse, strains, chronic malnutrition, dehydration, various forms of stress and aggravation, our body takes it upon itself to really turn these muscles off.
And then course correct by perhaps shifting the load to some other part of the body.
Absolutely. And that kind of ties into the whole mystery of as to why we get tight. And a lot of these aches and pains generally tend to have a lot of tightness around the area that you're having problems with. And, you know, that's another big misconception is as to why we even get tight to begin with. And, you know, again, we're looking at stress, we're looking at straining things, but really, what I've learned through MAT is that it's really our body's way of trying to protect itself against a range of motion
exactly.
that it could get hurt in. So, you know, a lot of people, when they reach behind their seat in their car and try and grab something out of the back there, they're going to feel a little strain in their shoulder, and all these things are basically tightening up because the muscles that are involved in that range of motion aren't doing what they should. So the stuff becomes pretty specific when it comes to assessing what's working and what's not. So you really have to kind of go off of these limitations in movement to start to get a general idea of what the problem is, and then the muscles that could be responsible for that. limitation
and
movement.
And it isn't just, as you were explaining to me, it isn't just the muscle you think that's actively working, but it's also the counteracting muscle to bring your body back in balance. So sometimes the issue really is the counteractor.
Absolutely. And again, you know, we try and look for these cookie cutter molds to,
don't we all?
You know, these problems, and they just simply don't fit based upon the fact that everybody's muscular imbalance varies slightly from person to person.
Well, and that, of course, is that in that our muscles are attached to our skeletal frame, then also there's differences in our skeleton as well.
Absolutely, you know, and that's kind of the problem at times with, you know, surgeries. You go in and you treat that leg like a wobbly leg on a chair. And unfortunately, you just, at times people aren't taking into consideration the influence that muscles have on this body as a whole.
Nate, I mentioned in the introduction, of course, that you had gone on your own course of self-healing to try to resolve some of these chronic things. I mean, at 23, to feel this much pain and aggravation, it must have been just a watershed moment when you watched that DVD.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, it was very frustrating. Like a lot of people, I'd tried the traditional approaches of foam rolling. I'd use tennis balls, racquetballs, roll up on my back. I'd even get into the point where I used a PVC pipe instead of a foam roller because my knots were just that hard, and I'd use croquet balls in my back instead of, and I mean, it felt like, you know, rebar in my muscles, and they were just so overactive. And, you know, the thing that everybody was telling me, oh, well, number one, the only consensus I could get from practitioner was, you're too young to be having these sort of issues. So, you know, it's kind of another discouraging fallacy floating around in the fitness community.
It's type of age.
Yeah, everybody that's old is falling apart, and everybody that's young isn't. And that's just not the case. There's a lot of mature individuals that are holding up just fine, no problems, no issues at all. So, you know, again, we have to start looking at the specifics as to what's causing these limitations. And
so, for the sake of our listeners, again, I know we have many people that have their own form of exercise, and whether it be stretching as well to unwind after it all, or just taking it easy for a period of days after they've had a rigorous workout, describe what a typical MAT session would look like, muscle activation techniques.
Well, again, we'll talk a little bit about how our body protects itself. So, again, we're looking at, well, why are we tight? Why is this chronically tight? Why does it continue to come back regardless of how much stretching and or massaging you seem to hammer on the muscle? And, again, that gets back to the body protecting itself against these ranges of motion that it feels vulnerable in.
So part of the history that you're going to get when you start asking your clients questions, I recall when you were walking me through my session and you had me do a leg extension, and it suddenly dawned on me, oh, I forgot to tell them how I'd gotten hit by a car when I was 20, and my right knee has always been a little bit more vulnerable than the other.
Exactly, exactly. So as we start to look at these ranges of motion, we can start to assess where this muscular inhibition is lying. And from there, we go through and we do very specific muscle tests to identify exactly which muscles are involved in that limitation. So say somebody's got really tight hamstrings, for example. Not a lot of people can relate to that. We stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch and stretch our hamstrings and seem to get nowhere with it. Mm-hmm. Now, let's start looking at, well, if the hamstrings are overactive, let's start looking at some of these muscles that are on the other side of our body that naturally send an inhibitory signal to that agonist to tell it to relax. So as we straighten out our leg or we flex the knee, it naturally opens up the back of the leg, that hamstring area. So the issue could be an imbalance in our, you know, hip flexors. And there's a lot of hip flexors that are involved with that particular range of motion. So to identify which ones are the problem, we really need a specific way to identify these imbalances, and that's what the muscle tests come into play. As well as, you know, the hamstrings are chronically overactive, maybe they're doing the job of somebody else, so maybe it could be a glute imbalance as well. And you'll typically see that the hamstrings and lower back become a little tight when the glutes aren't doing their job. And that's really, you know, there's mm-hmm. no set in stone, you know, mold as to what's going to happen and what's going to alleviate the issue.
For those who, though, are very active physically in, let's say, one particular sport, I'm thinking that one of your pieces of advice would be to really look at a variety of different exercises or types of sports so you're not just going down one path. In other words, I've read all the therapies you approach, but also as a you know, certified physical trainer, personal trainer at the onset, I'm sure you help your clients really understand not just what the muscle activation is going on, but then you partner this then with the right kind of regimen to help them sustain it.
Absolutely. And, you know, it comes down to a lot of, well, really what you can be consistent with and what works best for you. And there's, again, there's no perfect fit for everybody. So when it comes to this whole form and technique thing, we hear a lot of misconceptions around that too. You know, we're taught to do these exercises in a very specific mm-hmm. way, in a very specific range of motion, with very strict form. And yet you could have 10 people doing a squat and all 10 of them are feeling different muscles while they're doing it, even though they all look like they're doing it exactly the same way and with the correct form. One person's feeling more in their glutes. One person's feeling more in their quads. One person hurts their lower back. The other person hurts their knees. Again, we were taught how to do these movements based on very specific mechanical ranges of motion. And just like a, you know, expensive Swiss timepiece or something to that extent, when you go in there and change the size of these levers and the size mm-hmm. of these gears, you're going to change the way that timepiece or piece of machinery moves.
And so your point being that those 10 different people have all different skeletal makeups, different height, weight, dimensions, flexible nature, so that they're going to have some kind of influence in it.
Absolutely. And you know, so that's my thing, is I really try and stress the importance of feeling these exercises as opposed to performing them in a specific way. Because like I said, you could be performing the movement correctly and things totally feel wrong and all dysfunctional with it.
So some of the other approaches for holistic physical exercise, I'll call it, you know, the Pilates or yoga, you know, other flexor classes and like, you're obviously a student of some of those. And so how do those match in with having given a client a diagnosis through the MAT techniques?
Well, again, I think one of the major benefits of yoga and or Pilates is the fact that we take a step back and we actually get more tuned into our bodies and how they're feeling.
Right.
Whereas the rest of the fitness community has this, you know, Biggest Loser type mentality of how many reps, how many sets, and how much weight you can do. And the truth of the matter is, especially when you start getting a little achy and, you know, you start dealing with some of this chronic tightness and or pain, is that it needs to be more specific and you really need to start addressing what's working and what's not. So that's the biggest piece of advice I give people when it comes to their exercises, is start paying attention to how things feel on maybe your good side and see what maybe isn't feeling like that on your achy or bad side. And really, when our body becomes asymmetrical, when things are working different on side to side, is when we really start running into these problems. So
what I thought was interesting, Nate, with the session that I had with you recently, though, is I came in suggesting that what I really like you to work on was my lower back and a slight scoliosis. But lo and behold, we didn't even go there, that your focus, and you recognize right out of the chute that it had to do with my legs.
Absolutely. And again, we were talking about how everything's connected one way or another.
Right.
And it's astonishing. I mean, you can really see the influence that your hips are going to have on your lower back. You know, we've got our ilium, our two hip bones, you know, seated on the outside of our sacrum, which is the foundation of our spine. So when the hips are out of whack, those are unquestionably going to cause influences on the lower back. Same with the knees. Knee issues seem to be a big problem this day and age, and a real mystery as to how to alleviate this knee problem. So you can imagine somebody laying on their back perfectly still, and one foot rotates a little to the out, or the toe points out, and the other foot points towards the ceiling. So that's fine, but that hip wants to externally rotate. It wants to turn outward, but we don't walk like that.
Mm-hmm.
So the foot's turning the hip inward, and the hip itself is turning your femur outward, and the knee gets caught in the middle. So all these knee issues unquestionably seem to be related to hip imbalance. 90% of the time, it's either coming from above or below.
And so if someone goes off and has knee surgery then singularly, lo and behold, you might be, I mean, granted, you might want to fit a fix, but you probably are not even dealing with the core problem.
Exactly. And that's why you'll hear of these, not even, not only athletes, but people in general tear their ACL over and over and over again. We hear about these ligaments, these tendons, these bursa sacs, these labrums, all this cartilage that's supposed to be keeping our joints together and solid. They really don't do that. Our muscles are responsible for that. And it's something that happens unconsciously, neurologically. So the muscle's either there or it isn't. And that's where it can be a little tricky trying to figure some of this stuff out on your own as far as what's working, what's not. That's why I just encourage people to feel for these movements. Again, back to the knee issues, a lot of knee problems, yeah, you'll hear people complain, oh, they'll go into their doctor and say, oh, you've got an arthritic condition in there, there's no cartilage left. And you say, oh, well, is that why my knee's been hurting the last 15, 20 years? No, it's this, you know, misalignment of the joint caused mm-hmm. by this muscular imbalance. And
so the muscle activation theory program that you went through, as I said, take us back to that time when you first popped in that DVD. What struck you? Why did it capture your attention, do you think?
Well, it was kind of hitting on what we were talking about earlier as far as the looking on the other side of the body as far as something different. And that's what really made a lot of sense to me. For example, when I curl my arm, my bicep flexes, my tricep has to relax to allow for that range of motion. So we start to look on the flip side of that. Well, let's say our tricep's chronically tight. We stretch and we stretch and stretch. It doesn't do much. Maybe the problem's on the other side with the bicep not contracting efficiently enough to send a signal to that tricep telling it to relax at the backside of the arm there. So the whole mindset and philosophy behind MMT made a lot of sense to me, but I felt at that point I had enough knowledge of anatomy to know that I had certain muscles working and certain ones that definitely weren't.
And was this an approach you could then go get therapy and have someone apply the right pressure points to relieve and open up the blood flow to allow the muscles to operate?
Exactly. There's two ways you can turn the muscles back on, either through the manual hands-on approach use, mm-hmm. and or going through very specific isometrics, and that's what the DVD is based on. So it's pretty thick for those who aren't too versed in this sort of anatomy and mechanics and stuff, but it was right up my alley, and like you were saying, I made so much progress in such a short period of time by turning on these muscles that I hadn't felt working forever, and I knew the proper ranges of motion to try and isolate these things, but again, it becomes very, very specific when you've got a certain part of these muscles not working. And that's what I...
Well, you know, Nate, this sounds like almost a best-kept secret. So there are 282 of you around
sure.
the country that are now certified to do this technique. And why do you think people aren't catching on? Is it because we've just got so many ingrained other ways of doing it?
Sure. There's, and it's like doctors. Not all of them, some are better than others. So there's some variation as far as the practitioners doing this stuff, but it's still in its infancy.
Okay.
It just came out in 01, and it really started to pick up some momentum just in the last 4 or 5 years.
Meaning people really understanding the system side of the picture.
Yeah, well, people starting to hear more about it and people
trying
joining in the program. Yeah.
Okay.
So I think it's really only a matter of time before it starts to take over as the standard for rehab, simply because of the fact it's so much more effective than your traditional approaches.
And effective meaning that people can go through a relatively short number of sessions with you and feel good immediately and that they won't slide back?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's just almost... It's unheard of. Again, my first introduction to MAT was a friend who had gone to a specialist with chronic shoulder issues, and her shoulder flexion was limited. It was really tight, and she felt weak in it. And she left after the first session with her range of motion restored, and it felt stronger than her other arm. And, you know, me being in the rehab scene as it was and starting to deal with these problems, I was like, that's not possible.
It's not possible.
Can't do that. You know, I'm getting chronic issues from, you know, stretching my calf too hard. I developed some tendonitis, and I've been dealing with that for months, and she tells me this. I was like, oh, interesting. So that's what I really started to look into it. And, yeah, I continue to see just unbelievable things. A swimmer came in who was out the entire season for shoulder issues. Well, don't get me started on shoulder. But basically, I worked on her two times a week or two out from state. And she went all the way through state and was fine. So, you know, correcting these muscular imbalances makes the body work so much more proficiently. And again, people with these chronic problems, when I first started, I was working with a gentleman who had tweaked his shoulder doing dips. And it'd been giving him problems 4 or 5 plus years, four times with him on the table. And that last time, worked on them just a little bit before we worked out, and it's
night and day.
No, it's totally gone. Shoulders no
and
more
gone.
Yeah,
okay.
No more issues at all.
And so that's the difference of the muscle activation techniques, is that you're talking about actually resolving the problem.
Resolving,
this isn't
exactly.
just a coping strategy or something you routinely need to do to loosen up and stretch. But
indeed, we're given
resolving.
We're given so many protocols and regimens to address the symptoms of all these issues as opposed to the root cause of the problem. And to me, that was always more of an interest of trying to figure out. And, you know, I wasn't disabled geriatric. I wasn't that old. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, in my early 20s when I started running these problems. I hadn't torn anything. I didn't have any major ruptures or anything like that. It was all tendonitis imbalance based that was really causing some major pain in my joints. And
to be able to self-diagnose by getting equipped with this. I noticed also in our introduction, Nate, that you've also been certified in some holistic and mental health work as well as nutrition.
Absolutely.
So we probably should wrap that into this conversation.
Sure. And, you know, to look at the muscular system without addressing the mental and emotional and or chemical would be, you know, missing out on a big piece of the puzzle there. So it's always important to take those factors into consideration. And when it comes to diet, I know we've got a quick, you hear all sorts of things. So some quick tips on diet. Basically, you want to get a baseline of nutrition when it comes to your protein at about 30 to 35%. And then from there, you just eat unprocessed foods, period.
That's the key.
It doesn't matter if your carbs are high and your fat's low, or your fat's high and your carbs are low. You know, vice versa. You want to get a baseline of protein in just unprocessed foods, organic or not. Nowadays, organic isn't even supposedly all that much different. So it's really the whole foods then, being consistent with that and finding what works best for you. It's all about a balance. You can't just jump on some sort of regimen and expect to abide by it if it doesn't fit into you.
The other piece, obviously, being, and particularly those of us living here in the Southwest, is being very mindful of your hydration. So water and other liquids.
Yes, indeed. So, you know.
And Nate, I think, how can people get a hold of you if they're interested in learning about this muscle activation technique?
I've got a website here, TucsonMAT.com. where you can track me down. My email address is nathaniel.tise@
T-H-I-S-E?
Yes, T-H-I-S-E@gmail.com. And my number is 520-465-7187.
This journey that we've talked about here for you personally that's led you now into this phase of your career, how is it you think you've changed the most in helping other people change?
It's really been gratifying for me to get back to a functional standpoint and be healthy when I'm the one who's trying to preach all this stuff. And far too often we see that in our fitness community, that the individuals who should be leading the way and healthy and most fit are the ones who are often at times falling apart. So it's really been a great journey for me getting back to that and then now helping other people.
And I assume that your clients span all ages then?
Absolutely. Like with any form of rehab, the younger kids are going to bounce back quicker. It's a process that takes time. Granted, I've seen miracles, people jumping off the table immediately and feeling fine and not having any problems come back. But absolutely, it works for all age groups and everybody could benefit from
sure,
it.
Sure, and also
that.
your clients are not just individuals who, of course, are athletes or build themselves as such, but rather this is common in every ordinary person that can
absolutely
benefit this kind of understanding.
I've got a number of individuals who are a bit more mature, and that's the 60-plus range as far as I'm concerned, and even they've responded tremendously well.
That's
a woman
great.
Who I think has really avoided some surgical issues if she
which we all love to hear that. Well, great.
Yes.
Well, Nate, thanks so much for contributing to the show. Again, for our interested listeners, it's TucsonMAT.com to meet up with Nate Tice and his muscle activation techniques to ensure your health and wellness. Thanks for joining us here on Circles of Change and wish you all the best.
Thank you, Zara. I appreciate it.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.